Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show. That is the shortest and pithiest intro to any radio show. I love it. We've been using that same one for many, many years, and we appreciate Stan's voice. This is the Good News Show. It is Monday, September 29th. This is the feast day of the archangels. If you've been listening to Catholic radio, you know, Debbie Giorgiani, boy, I tell you, she loves the archangels. In fact, Take Two, just this past hour, she was talking about it. They were talking about it on the morning show this morning. And so we just asked for the intercessions of these awesome archangels on the day today. And we've got a lot to cover in the second half of the show today. We're going to do something that we do every year, and it's just such an honor because the Catholic Foundation, we have a really, really great relationship with them, all the folks over there. Bill Kula is their Senior Director of Communications and Marketing, and he always arranges for the recipient of their Catholic Foundation award to come in and be interviewed. And of course, I always go, my wife and Cecil and a friend always go as well. The event next year is going to be on Saturday, February 7th, and the recipient is going to be Jim Maroney III, who is the former publisher of the Dallas Morning News, and he has been involved in a lot of nonprofits, Catholic groups like Cistercian Preparatory School, where he graduated, and also the Institute for Homiletics. And so he's going to be in studio for the second half of the program today. And in about 5 minutes, I'm going to introduce you to two wonderful ladies from Mount St. Michael Catholic School, a school that means a lot to my family because our daughters went there and benefited a lot from Mount St. Michael Catholic School. It's a beautiful school. And I have the principal, Melissa Castro, and also the director of admissions, Judy Sedano, in studio. And if you're not familiar with the ESA, the Education Savings Account, and the benefits beginning in January, well, at least applying beginning in January of 2026, this is a big deal. And this is, really, really going to allow a lot more families to send kids to Catholic schools. And so they'll talk about that in addition to a whole lot of other things involving Mount St. Michael Catholic School. But before that, I'm going to bring in Cecil Anderson, who is our North Texas assistant, and we're going to talk about things. All right?
Very descriptive. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, I do. I'm going to come to you in a moment because I know you did. You had a live remote broadcast yesterday morning over at Holy Family of Nazareth Festival in Irving, and Julian was at Holy Spirit Parish in Duncanville for a live remote on Saturday. I want you to give your takeaway on that. Before that, though, I want to tell you that I have been given the opportunity to give away a couple of family passes to an event that's happening this weekend down in Round Rock, Texas, and this is Fullness of Truth, the Catholic Culture Revival 2.0, restoring the good, the true, and the beautiful to a searching world. And this is their third annual conference. I think I emceed the first two. Sean Rice, our VP, is going to be the MC for this one. And they've got Dr. Edward Sree, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Dan Schneider, Father Sebastian Walsh, Eric Jenis, James Misko, Dave and Lauren Moore, Catholic illusionist Giancarlo Bernini. So a family pass is mom, dad, whatever the combination is, mom and dad and the kids, and I think as many kids as you have in your family. And this is like $307 if you were to buy one of those. I have two of those. Now, this gets you in for Friday through Sunday. You still have to get there on your own, and the lodging would be on you. So if you would like to have a family pass, or maybe it's just you and a friend, you're just going to bring, you and your spouse, and you don't have kids, you can still get tickets for the two of you. I have two of them, but you have to email me and request them, because obviously this is just like 4 days away. It's starting on Friday. So email me, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. You can also text me if you would like, 972-757-2990. Either way, I'll find out, because, of course, everything comes through your phone these days, and I'll let you know when we have our two winners. All right, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. It's the Fullness of Truth event this Friday through Sunday, family pass, 300 and $7 value if you'd like to go. So, all right, so you've had plenty of time to think about your live remote. So, what were the takeaways for the event yesterday in Irving?
Yeah, it was my first time actually going to this particular fall festival. We go to a lot of them in the fall time, and it was really cool to see because we love Holy Family of Nazareth. They're a really supportive parish. We know both of the priests there very well, Father Don Casa, the pastor, and then also Father Eugene, who is the parochial vicar, and I got to talk to both of them. And I think one of the beautiful things that they both highlighted was how diverse their parish is and just kind of has grown that way. I got to talk to the Kenyan Catholic, you know, organization that they have there that actually really draws from across the DFW Metroplex. But they also had just a huge show outpouring of different multicultural foods and tents and things like that. And so I really enjoyed it. And they both of the priests seemed like they very much believed how important it's a fundraiser that it was, but also just how it brought the whole parish community together and was an opportunity for their, you know, parishioners to grow together as one family. And so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for that update. Again, that was at Holy Family of Nazareth Parish in Irving yesterday. This weekend, there's quite a lot going on. This Saturday and Sunday, St. Peter the Apostle Parish in Dallas are going to have veneration of first-class relics of St. Faustina and also Blessed Francis Silos after all of their masses. Father Jacek will be blessing all with St. Faustina holy oil as well. And they have five masses this weekend. Again, that's going to be St. Peter the Apostle Parish in Dallas. Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Decatur is having their fall festival this Sunday after the 10:30 Mass. And of course, the Lebanese Food Festival is going on Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11, and then Sunday, 11 to 3. We'll be broadcasting out there Friday during the 5 o'clock hour, and that's always a really, really fun event to go to. So there's a lot more going on, but we just can't mention it all. But I do want to get to our first segment now. As I mentioned, Mount St. Michael Catholic School in Dallas, beautiful, beautiful school in the southern part of Dallas. Their website is msmcatholic.org, and their principal for many, many years has been Melissa Castro, and she actually many years ago taught my daughter second grade, and my daughter still raves about Mrs. Castro as one of her favorite teachers ever, and she joins us. How are you doing, Mrs.? I'll call you Mrs. Castro, right? Because that's what the kids call you, right?
Yes, that is correct. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here, taking time out. I know it's a school day, and so the kids are, the cat's away, so I hope the mice aren't playing too much over there at the school. Also, Director of Admissions, Mrs. Judy Saldana, joining us as well. Judy, thank you. Good to see you.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here as well.
Yeah, okay. Just make sure you bring that microphone up real close. I'm sorry. I should have told you that before we started. My apologies. So Melissa, let me start with you. And, I have familiarity with the school, but perhaps many of our listeners do not. I want to just read a couple of lines off the website because I love the mission statement. I love what you are doing over there. And then I just want to ask you a little bit about the history and what makes this particular school unique. If you go to msmcatholic.org, you'll see forming students in courageous virtue grounded in the truth of Christ, to reason clearly, to choose morally, to serve faithfully. Mount St. Michael Catholic School envisions graduates pursuing their God-given purpose to transform the world for Christ. They form, so how long has the school been around, and what is it that makes this school so special?
Well, this is our 40th anniversary year. So we just began our 40th anniversary. Mount St. Michael is unique. We are a private school within the Diocese of Dallas. We were started by the Christian Community of God's Delight, which is a Catholic charismatic prayer group that's been meeting on the school grounds since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I went to meetings in the 70s
yes.
with my parents. Yeah, I remember that over at Bishop Lynch. It was before
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so the community started the school. They wanted a school of like-minded families who can grow in their faith. And all the families we're just trying to get our kids to heaven, you know, and educate them in the best way that we can. So we have a Montessori program. Toddlers, starting with toddlers 18 months through 5 years old, and then a classical curriculum for first through eighth grade.
And you have been at this school for a long time, haven't you? Not only as principal, but has it been your entire career as an educator has been dedicated to this one school, which I think is great.
Yes.
It's awesome. I mean, you know everything about this school, have served as a teacher and now as principal. I mean, what an awesome opportunity to dedicate your life really to one school.
It is. I grew up in the Christian Community of God's Delight. So I started when my parents brought me at 5 years old. I did not attend Mount St. Michael, but because I was too old by the time the school started. But after college, I came back home to be a teacher, and then became principal. This is my 30th year at the school.
And I know you know the answer to this, but I'd be interested to see if our listeners know this, is that it used to have a different name. And I remember when the name changed, and it used to be, I know you know this, but it used to be Prince of Peace Catholic School, right?
That's
and
correct.
And then it became Mount St. Michael. So, all right, that's the history, 40 years, which is a very significant, you know, number biblically and all that. But what's new this year? What's going on, you know, new that people may not be aware of?
Oh, so many new things. So one thing, just with our celebrating our 40th year, we are having a year of celebrations, looking at achievements that we've had in the past 40 years, and reconnecting with our alumni. So it's just a big opportunity for us to just celebrate who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And last week was North Texas Giving Day, and I was, you know, I of course, a lot of different groups are having them. It's an exciting day to be Catholic because you get something from everybody. But how did it go? How much did you raise, and what will the money be spent for?
Great. We exceeded our goal. Our goal was $40,000, and so we went just over that amount, which is exciting.
Was it 40,000 for 40 years? Yeah. Or did I just make that up? I'm sure that didn't escape you, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, well, cool.
So, it was a fun day, and lots of excitement throughout the day. Our biggest challenge is tuition assistance. And so the money raised will go towards families and so that they can provide this education for their children.
Yeah, speaking of that, and I want to come back to financial needs and how listeners can help you, but I want to bring Judy Sedanya into the conversation, Director of Admissions, and talking about this ESA. I know in speaking to you before we went on the air, Judy, you were very passionate about this. And
tell us,
I want to assume our listener doesn't really know much about it. They've probably heard a little bit about it in the news. Education saving account, school choice, it's sometimes called. What does this mean to Catholic schools in general and especially to Mount St. Michael?
Oh, wow. It is just a great opportunity to have families apply for the education and savings account to send their kids to private education. And, you know, what's most exciting about this is that it is there to help families in need. You know, I think that there is a lot of talk about, you know, how it's only going to go to the rural schools and it's really not meant for the lower to income families. That is not true. This program is here to help these families, our families, be able to afford private education. Mm-hmm. Now, the blessing of this, too, is that, one, it is not a voucher. I know that there was talks about that as well. So it's not a voucher. It's actually, again, the Educational Savings Account, ESA, to where families have that control of how they want to use these funds. Obviously, it needs to be used for education purpose. So it can go towards tuition. It can go towards supplies, school supplies. It can even go towards uniforms. Mm. And the most interesting part of it, too, is that you don't have to reapply. Mm. So usually once you get it, you'll continue to get it. And it is the parent applying for it. And the parent is the one that decides how they want to use these funds.
Now, just curiosity questions that pop up. I know this is new and the application window isn't even open yet. It'll open up in January of 2026. And I think the first time parents can receive funds would be for the fall of next year, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it would come into effect for August. For the school year, 26-27. Yeah. But you're right, the application opens January 2026.
And my understanding is that the hierarchy, I guess you could say, or the preference of the first one, it's going to take a while for this to roll out. And I know, Melissa, you were saying that in some states, after it's been rolled out for 5 or 10 years, it's pretty much open to everybody, but they have to start slowly and gradually, right? Is that how it works?
Right.
Okay. So how much of a tuition would a parent in a best case scenario be expected to cover?
So currently what we have been informed from, you know, attending all of these summits and just trying to be in the loop of what's going on, private schools or families sending their kids to private education or private school can get up to about $10,000 per school year per student.
Oh, wow. And that would cover, I don't know what the tuition is in Mount St. Michael, but that would cover pretty much all of it, most of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it would.
It would. Now, the blessing of that, too, and I know that we've discussed this, is, you know, the parent is the one that has kind of that freedom to decide how much of those funds they want to use to cover tuition. So out of the $10,000, let's say that the parent says, I'm only going to use, you know, the $10,000 for or $5,000 of that for the tuition and everything else, I'm going to go ahead and pay that out of pocket.
Yeah.
So the parent can, in essence, kind of create that savings account that will continue to grow so that when the student does go to high school,
they can hold on to it.
So, yes.
Okay, and that's where it's different from a voucher. It's a savings account, and by the very name, you're saving it for something
else.
You're
saving it.
Very interesting. I think there's still, go ahead, Melissa.
It also is, you can use it for therapy as well. So speech therapy, occupational therapy, anything that falls in that education realm, families can use it for that as well.
Yeah. Now we have obviously very little time in this brief interview to talk about this, but if somebody is listening right now and they're interested, they want to find out if they qualify, what should they be doing now that they're still several months away from the opening of the application window? What should parents be doing right now?
So for us, Mount St. Michael, we'll actually be hosting two open houses. The very first one is scheduled for October 18th. From 1 to 3. And then the second one is November 16th, Sunday, November 16th, also from 1 to 3. And obviously, we'll talk about us, our school, what we have, who we are, what we have to offer. But we'll also talk about the ESA and what it means. And but currently, if you go to our website, msmcatholic.org/open house, if you scroll towards the bottom, you'll see links there to the Texas Conference Bishop.
Yeah.
You'll see a link to Texas Controller's Office as well. So there's different links there to where families can be informed of what's going on.
Are you getting a lot of questions about this, or do you still feel like it's not as well known as it should be?
It's not as well known as it should
be. People are not even asking the questions yet.
No.
Huh? Okay.
Mount St. Michael currently has reached out to different parishes. I'm inviting all of our families, potential families, to come out to our open house. But I'm surprised at how many would come to me and say, okay, what is this? And wow, why do we not know about this? Mm-hmm. And why are we not hearing about this? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm here now.
You're not listening to the Good News Show enough, apparently, huh? Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but go to our website. And again, you can see so many links that I actually have on there. I have the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops, the Texas Private Schools, also, and the Texas Controller. I have all these links to where families can be informed.
All right. So even beyond, you know, ESA and what we're talking about, we're in the beginning of the fall semester now, and some parents may want to change in the spring. Are y'all offering tours or, you know, just kind of general open houses if people just want to come by and see the school?
Absolutely. We're inviting anybody who would like to come to these open houses that we have in October and November. But in addition to that, Judy Saldana is amazing, and we'll give personalized tours as well for any family who is interested in Mount St. Michael Catholic School.
One of the things that I loved about Mount and continue to love about Mount St. Michael Catholic School is the daily Mass. You are offering Mass daily, and the Catholic identity is quite strong there. Can you speak about that, Melissa?
Absolutely. Our Catholic identity is our strongest piece of Mount St. Michael. We have daily Mass, and first grade through eighth grade go to daily Mass, and then our 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds go twice a week. It's amazing. They really miss it when they graduate, and it's one thing that our older students talk about often, about how they are being formed in their Catholic faith and just growing closer to the Lord by offering this. And then we, of course, have confession, monthly confessions and monthly adoration for all of our students as well. So it's important as we help help our students get to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, we're forming saints.
Yeah. Now, and what I'll add is that when I do have families come out and, you know, tour our school, they come back and they look at me and they're like, wow, like you guys are truly a Catholic school. And I'm like, oh, yes, we do not sugarcoat our faith. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we also have Catechesis of the Good Shepherd as well. Mm-hmm. And we do have our agricultural studies program that is also unique.
Tell me about that, agricultural studies. That sounds like something you get in college, but it's at a grade school. What is that?
It is. So we have a farm. We have a barn with sheep and chickens and guard geese and a guard dog.
Guard geese.
And, and our students go out every, each class, first through eighth grade, have a day that they go out. They take care of the animals. They feed them. They learn all about God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And they collect eggs. We sell eggs to our families. We shear the sheep in the spring, and then we make things with the wool, and we learn how to take care of the wool. In fact, we have the Dallas Spinners and Weavers Guild coming out to do some demonstrations with spinning wool with our students. So, and then there's gardening. We have mini gardens in the campus. We have a Master Gardeners certification program through Texas A&M Agricultural Life. And we also have some beehives as well. And so
we
have a beekeepers club, and they process honey in the summer, and we have MSM honey that we sell as well.
You got a lot of land out there too.
We do. We are very fortunate in that and blessed. And, you know, with the classical curriculum, truth, beauty, and goodness in everything. And so just bringing all of that into realization for our students.
Yeah. Let's talk about the classical curriculum. What does that mean, and how is that different from maybe a different kind of curriculum that isn't classical? What?
In the classical tradition, it's really just teaching our students how to think for themselves, how to reason, how to articulate what they are learning. And so it's looking at everything through truth, beauty, and goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The students have Socratic discussions. They're looking at virtue in everything that they're reading. What's the message behind what it is, and how does this apply to my life? In history and literature, they learn time periods, not just social studies, but they learn what was happening in the world during this time period. And while this is happening in Europe, what was happening in Asia, and how does this apply? You know, so.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. We're talking about Mount St. Michael Catholic School. It's located at 4500 West Davis Street, I should say, in Dallas, Texas, 75211. Their website is msmcatholic.org, msmcatholic.org. Melissa Castro is the principal, and the director of admissions is Mrs. Judy Saldana. And as I mentioned before, their motto is forming students in courageous virtue grounded in the truth of Christ, to reason clearly, to choose morally, to serve faithfully. And we just have a few more minutes, and so I just wanted to open it up for anything else that y'all want to say to brag about the school. Maybe let us know about that October, November open house. And also, Judy, maybe a little reiterate the main points about the ESA as well.
Sure, sure. So ESA. So before I even talk about the ESA again, one thing that I want to point out about our school, what makes our school also so special, is that we actually have outdoor classrooms where teachers are able to go outside, teach math, do some reading outside. They're not necessarily inside in these four walls. So especially when the weather is so nice and beautiful like today,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely want to take advantage of that space. But for the ESA, I would say if you can, just go to our website. Again, msmcatholic.org/open house. You will see quite a bit of information there. I do have a chart that talks about the income requirements, because the criteria for the ESA program, the very first one is, you know, that it does seek to help students with special needs. That is the very first criteria. But the second and the third criteria have to do with income. And so, again, if you go on there, you'll see the chart, you'll see the information, and you'll know if this is something that you would want to apply for. And again, it's a great opportunity. It's there to help families. And I know that there's several families in our school that will come to me and will ask, Judy, have I missed anything yet? And I'm like, no, believe me, you have not missed mm-hmm. anything. I am making sure to keep you informed, and I will make sure to let everyone know kind of what's going on.
And all that information is on your website, msmcatholic.org. And, you know, we mentioned a moment ago about a lot of people don't even know about this yet. It's almost like, not that it's supposed to be a secret, but people haven't heard about it.
Seems
which
like
is
it
all
is.
The more reason to get in at the beginning, because right. 2 years or 5 years from now, everybody's going to know about this. Probably going to be harder to get funds, interestingly, because more people are going to be applying, right?
And really, we just want to get the word out. We want everybody to apply, whether you think that you will be accepted or not. We'd like everybody to apply. And we want to send the message to the state that says, we want this. Our families need this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how can our listeners support you otherwise? Because, you know, this is one source that's going to help families, especially down the road. But if people want to help now, is there a way of donating online? And what are the needs at the moment?
Absolutely. There's always a need. Mm-hmm. But if you go to our website, msmcatholic.org, there is a banner at the front top. You can still donate on the North Texas Giving Day platform. And right now, through the end of the year, they cover all credit card fees. And so that is the easiest way to donate.
Okay. Yeah. And are you all still having any kind of events? I know for a while there you were having a little benefit dinner. Are you still doing that? Or is there one this year? Or has it already happened or what?
Yes, our student benefit banquet is January 24th.
Okay.
And we are renaming it Virtus et Veritas.
Oh, wow.
Which is our
getting
motto.
All Latin on us. Virtus et Veritas. I know that has truth or what does that mean in Latin? Truth and truth, or so
courageous
and truth.
Courageous
okay.
and truth.
All right, very good. And you'll probably have a speaker, an opportunity for people to donate at that event. And so
yes,
that's January 24th of next year. Okay,
next year.
Put that on your calendar. And all right, anything else? We just have about literally a minute remaining. I do want to ask everybody to visit that website, msmcatholic.org, Mount St. Michael Catholic School. And do be aware of the ESA, the Education Savings Account. I learned so much just in this interview. I didn't know that it didn't all just go to tuition, that you could actually save it. And and don't just assume that you're not going to qualify, because you might qualify, even if you're not a special needs family or what have you. But you might as well at least check it out. All right, anything else before we close out the interview?
No, I would say, like Mrs. Castro said, I mean, apply. They have a certain amount set to the side for the ESA, but we need to let our government officials know in Austin that there is this need. Yeah. And so we just need to keep on applying.
Yeah, and come to our open houses.
Yeah. All right. The dates again, October, November, and they're all on the website, right?
October 18th. Uh-huh. So it's October 18th, the very first one. That's a Saturday. And then November 16th. But again, if you go to the website, msmcatholic.org/open house, you will see the information on the open house and ESA.
Do they get to see the guard geese?
Of course. We'll give a full
tour. I've never heard about guard geese before. Man, those geese, though, they can guard. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Can. Well, thanks to you both. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in. And again, msmcatholic.org, msmcatholic.org for Mount St. Michael Catholic School. And we are now going to take a three-minute break, and we're going to say goodbye to these wonderful ladies and introduce in the next segment the recipient of the 43rd Annual Catholic Foundation Award. It is Jim Maroney III. He is the former publisher of the Dallas Morning News, and now he's doing a lot of work with Catholic apostolates, Cistercian Preparatory School, also the Institute for Homiletics, which I know he's going to bring up in the conversation. So we'll have him as our live in-studio guest right after this.
GRN family, your ultimate Catholic adventure awaits. Cruise the Seine River with Guadalupe Radio, Paris Lisieux, Normandy, and more. This beautiful pilgrimage experience, led by Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of GRN, will be a faith-filled journey with friends, food, and France. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Pack your bags and your rosary. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Garrison. I'm currently studying at the University of Dallas, and I'm a former student of Homeschool Connections, a Catholic online provider of live and recorded classes for grade school, middle school, and high school students. At Homeschool Connections, your student can learn from teachers with high levels of experience in their fields. You can learn more by visiting homeschoolconnections.com, a sponsor of the GRN. That's homeschoolconnections.com.
Join the Archangels Men's Network of Catholic Charities Dallas for a morning of faith and fellowship. The 2025 annual Breakfast with the Bishop will take place on Thursday, October 30th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Parish Center in Richardson. The program features Bishop Edward Burns and keynote speaker Jim Keyes, former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit the Dallas Diocese website at dallascatholic.org and click on events.
Hello, I'm Teresa Strick, certified nurse midwife at BirthPoint. I want to invite you to an event at the Birth Center coming up on Saturday, October 11th. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, so we would like to welcome anyone from the community who is grieving the loss of a baby or just wants to support those that have. We will be assembling boxes to distribute to mothers that experience a loss. You can visit our website, birthpoint.com, to RSVP for the event or to find our Amazon wish list to donate.
Celebrate 25 years of Catholic radio with the Guadalupe Radio Network. Show your love for GRN with exclusive 25th anniversary merchandise, including t-shirts, tumblers, hats, tote bags, and more. Perfect for you or as a gift for a fellow GRN listener. Every purchase you make helps us keep spreading the good news on the airwaves. Visit grnonline.com/shop today and be part of the celebration. That's grnonline.com/shop.
The Guadalupe Radio Network thanks Little Elm Eye Care for their support of local Catholic radio. Little Elm Eye Care is owned by Drs. Bert and Leslie Bubella, parishioners of St. Francis of Assisi Parish in Frisco. They specialize in family vision care, comprehensive eye exams, contact lenses, and the treatment of eye diseases and injuries. Little Elm Eye Care is located at 1200 East El Dorado Parkway, Suite 100, across from the Little Elm Athletic Complex. They can be reached by calling 972-292-0900 or on the web at littleelmeyecare.com.
All right, we are back, and this is the Good News Show here on KTH 910 AM and also KCPP 1140 AM. We're covering the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And before we get to our next guest, and so thankful to the Catholic Foundation for arranging this, because I always enjoy so much meeting and also introducing you to the award recipient for this amazing Catholic Foundation dinner that is always at the beginning of each year. And it's always somebody, obviously, very notable in the Catholic community, and certainly no exception this year, as they will be awarding Jim Maroney III, the Catholic Foundation Award, the 43rd annual. And it's going to be Saturday, February 7th at the Hilton Anatole. And, of course, Jim Maroney III, former publisher of the Dallas Morning News, and he's in studio. We'll introduce you to him in just a moment. I do want to real quickly just remind you that the Catholic Culture Revival event in Round Rock is happening this weekend, Fullness of Truth, and I do have another family pass. Okay, these are worth over $300 if you want to bring your family down to Round Rock. Great event, and they typically get, maybe 1,000 people at this event, and great speakers like Dr. Edward Sree. Just email me if you want to go and bring your family at DavePalmer@grnonline.com. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. All right, so let's get on with our final interview of the show. And again, Jim Maroney III is going to be awarded the Catholic Foundation Award Saturday, February 7th at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas. And for decades now, the Catholic Foundation has honored an individual, a couple, or a family for distinguished service and support to advance the religious, charitable, and educational needs throughout the Catholic community. Now, seats and tables, I don't think, are on sale yet, but they soon can be purchased online, okay? So just as more, this is more of a save the date. Catholic Foundation website is catholicfoundation.com. You can also call 972-661-9792, and they are expecting, as usual, more than 1,000 people at this year's award dinner. My wife and I are planning on going. Cecil is going to be going with her friend. And so I want to, before I, you know, tell you a little bit more about Jim Maroney III, just want to welcome you, because you're sitting here and I haven't even welcomed you yet.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Real pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I had an interview with you one time on the phone, but it's even better.
No, this is much better. I like the in-person conversation.
And I've said this a number of times before, but one of the very first people I ever met when I first got into Catholic radio and I was trying to just meet people and get to know the local Catholic community was your dear father. And I went over to his office and sat, and I couldn't believe I was actually talking to Jim Maroney Jr. And it was like, you know, one of those I got to pinch myself moments, because I was brand new, but he was kind enough to welcome me into his office.
That would be my dad. And, yeah. And I will tell you, even today, you got the better Jim Maroney first.
Well, let me tell people a little bit more about you, Jim, and then I've got some questions. And thanks again to Bill Kula, who is the Director of Communications and Marketing for the Catholic Foundation. He always gets me so prepared for these interviews. Jim Maroney III is going to receive the award, as I mentioned, Saturday, February 7th at the Hilton Anatole. He's a Dallas native. He attended Cistercian Preparatory School from 4th grade to graduation in 12th grade. And Abbot Dennis Farkas Falvey, who also received the same award back in 2016, served as his form master. And Jim Maroney III is son of Jim Maroney Jr., who received the Catholic Foundation Award in 2003. He's the great-grandson of George Bannerman Dealey, the first publisher of the Dallas Morning News. And I guess that's where that famous Dealey Plaza name comes from, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm afraid it's a little more infamous today than
is people famous. Talk about the Dealey Plaza.
But that's the statue was put up to him for all of the civic work that he did during his lifetime. And it's a great tribute to him.
Yes, it certainly is. Jim Maroney, the Jim Maroney I'm talking about is the one that's across from me here, earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in American Studies from Stanford University, where he had a class together with his future wife, Barbara. He proposed to Barbara following midnight mass at Our Lady of Dallas Cistercian Abbey. They married in August 1983 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church, where they continued to be members and parishioners. Jim formerly served as publisher of the Dallas Morning News and chairman president of the A.H. Below Corporation, the news former parent company, before retiring in 2018. He previously served as president of Below Interactive Incorporated from its formation in May of 1999 until June of 2001. Let me read one more paragraph, and then we'll get on to the interview, I promise. One of his proudest achievements was helping to establish the Institute for Homiletics at the University of Dallas in partnership with the Diocese of Dallas and also the Catholic Foundation, believing there was a need to help priests and deacons to do a better job in connecting people in the pew with the pulpits than homilies. He met with our current Bishop Edward Burns of Dallas and also local priests, and this is amazing. He, along with Chris Kramer, Matt Kramer's wife, and Bishop Kelly, raised $7.5 million from Catholic donors towards this effort. And most importantly of all, Jim and Barbara are proud parents of 5 children and also proud grandparents of 4 grandchildren. I presume those numbers are still correct, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, a lot to say, because I want people to really get to know you. But welcome again. Thank you for being here. Tell us about what this award means to you. You've probably been to all these events. You probably saw your dad receive it, your form master receive it a number of years ago, and now you're receiving it. What does this mean to you?
Well, I would say that my dad was my example for, you know, how do you live your life as a Catholic, as a person who cares about other people, not just yourself, of course. And so for him to receive this award doesn't surprise me at all. He was a very generous man. He was a person who gave of his time, his talent, his treasure. And to think that I'm getting the same award is definitely very humbling. I've often said, you know, I would strive to be the good person that my father was. I'm still working on that. And Father Dennis was just a brilliant man and a person who probably gave me more direction in my life than anyone else. And I owe so much to him. And so to get this award from someone like him received, again, is terribly humbling.
And I remember a couple of years ago, you were the one that introduced one of the recipients, and it was very funny, and it was a lot of fun. And these events often are. They're humorous. And so, yeah, you've been to a lot of these events previously.
I've been to
them,
and I was at the one where my dad received the award, and I did introduce Father Dennis, which was a real privilege of my life.
Yeah, very nice. How did you find out that you were the recipient? How did the news come to you?
I have a very not well kept secret that my little office is at the La Madeleine on Northwest Highway and Midway Road.
Yeah.
And Matt Kramer came and gave me the news when we were just sitting there, a place that I probably had met with Chris, his wife, many, many, many times during this whole effort to raise the funds for the Institute for Homiletics. So it was kind of like being at home when he came and told me, but it was a little bit just hard to sort of think about when he said it, particularly because I think about Father Dennis, I think about my dad, and I think, man, they're so much better people than I am. And so I like to tell people that have come up to me and said, you know, wow, you know, congratulations. I said, must have been a slow year for nominations. That's all I can figure out.
Well, I don't think that was the case. Yeah. But one of my favorite things about this dinner and the event is the video that they put together. And they're probably now videotaping and talking to everybody close to you in your life. And this is very special, because it's a great tribute. So I am very much looking forward to it again. It's going to be Saturday, February 7th. I know it's a long ways off. The tickets aren't even available yet. But Jim Roney III is going to be the award recipient, the 43rd award recipient.
Well, they are interviewing all 5 of my children. I don't think there's a parent alive that isn't a little concerned about what open mic given to their five children, what might be said. So
do you get to watch it and approve it before they play?
I don't know. I might need to watch and approve that part. Everything else, I'm hope will come out okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about the transition. You're very well known as I mentioned before, the publisher of the Dallas Morning News. And then you retire, and then you get into work. Instead of, going off into the sunset, you're equally busy, I'm sure, right now. Institute for Homiletics, as I mentioned, located at the University of Dallas, Cistercian Preparatory School, also Young Catholic Professionals. Tell us about those, beginning with Institute of Homiletics, because I really feel like this is something you've really poured your heart into.
Well, I'm going to try to do this very quickly. I was at lunch with Father Joshua Whitfield, who's the pastor at St. Rita.
Yeah.
He was writing op-eds for the Dallas Morning News, and I wanted to meet him. And I got on my soapbox about the poor preaching that I felt was throughout our church. Anywhere I go in the United States, it's often mediocre at best. Sometimes it's fantastic, but mm-hmm. more times it's not. And as I was hitting my crescendo on this point, he interrupts me and says, "Jim, I'm writing a book." And I kind of thought to myself, okay, well, what does it have to do with what I'm talking about? But I said politely, "Well, Father, what's your book? What's the title of it?" He said, "The Crisis of Preaching in the Catholic Church."
Wow.
And I went, wow.
Yeah.
Then he says, "Well, by the way, I'm going to go finish this book at a small retreat house out with the Cistercians. Do you know them?" And I said, "Yeah, I went to school there for 9 years."
Yeah, you know.
Then he said, "Well, I'm going to be finishing the book, particularly with one of the monks." I said, "Which one?" He said, "Well, do you know Father Rock?" I said, "He taught me theology at Cistercian." So these amazing coincidences, we parted, and I went out of my car, turned the ignition on, and I heard a voice say to me, "Jim, quit complaining and go do something." Mm. And I kind of looked around and I'm thinking, I didn't say that to me. Someone said it to me, and I said, okay, I guess this is that Holy Spirit moment. And from then on, I was on a mission to try to figure out, instead of complaining about the preaching, how to make it better. To tell you how ill-equipped I was for this, I went to visit with Bishop Burns and ask him for the permission to, do this work. And, we had some conversation. So he said, "So you're talking like something about an Institute for Homiletics." And I said, "Yeah." I then went home and looked up what homiletics meant, because I had no idea. And thankfully, it said it was about preaching, so I figured we were still on the same page. And anyway, from there, I got started.
There's a great quote from you that I'd like to share that Bill sent over to me. It says, quote, "If God allows, I would like to live long enough to see the renewal of Catholic preaching in the U.S. that was started by the Institute for Homiletics. I want the Institute to make a difference so that people in the pew, through the homily, have a genuine encounter with the living God and walk out of church knowing and wanting to have a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ," end quote. How long has the Institute been going on? How far along? What kind of progress has been made? And where do you think we are right now?
Well, we're still at the very beginning. I mean, we've had so far about 100 priests and deacons over about a two and a half year period, go through what we call the Preaching for Encounter program. That is the work that we do with them to try to help them improve their preaching. We've had priests and deacons from the diocese, of course, here in Dallas, the Archdiocese of San Antonio, the Diocese of Victoria, Green Bay, Joliet, Illinois, and the Archdiocese of Chicago. So we're beginning to get beyond our, borders here the Dallas Diocese. But we're really at the beginning still, and we're still learning a lot about how this works and what works best and what doesn't work best. And we're evolving it. Yet I feel like the Holy Spirit is with us and we're headed in the right direction, and we'll continue to grow this apostolate till it does really reach enough priests and deacons to say that we're making a difference in preaching in the Catholic United States.
Yeah. Let's talk about the other two nonprofits, the Catholic organization. Cistercian's pretty obvious. You went there. I know you've served at that school for a number of years and have great devotion to Dennis Farkas Falvey, the previous abbot, who I also interviewed on a number of occasions.
I'm amazed you pronounce his name correctly. Yeah, you're one of the few. I give you big credit.
Yeah, well, as you know, he was on like the Papal Biblical Commission.
Yeah, the Pontifical Biblical Commission.
You know, from Hungary. And so, I did have a chance. I said his name so many times in interviews that I learned how to say it. Young Catholic Professionals, what drew you to that? And tell us about your involvement with them.
Well, I think it was Dennis Simon who said, I'd like you to talk to somebody. And I met her, I'm pretty sure, at La Madeleine on Northwest Highway and Midway Road. And her name was Jennifer Ball. And she explained to me that she'd been sort of like furloughed for a year because it was the 2009 kind of economic crash. And she had gotten a job. But they said, look, we can't bring you all on. Things are just not right financially at this company that she'd given her a job. So we'll pick you up again in a year. And then she had this idea of trying to help connect young Catholic professionals with one another. And I thought to myself, it's a great undertaking, but she has no experience in doing this. I don't think she had any money herself of any kind. She didn't have many contacts. And I'm just thinking, well, you know, kind of good luck, you know. And then we got together again. And I think it was at that time I started saying to myself, there's something more here to this person than I thought in the beginning. And if it was no more than the next meeting. And I think I said to her at the end of this, Jennifer, I really believe the Holy Spirit is with you and you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to do whatever I can to help you. And so I tried my best to do what I could when she asked, how she asked. But what she's accomplished, she isn't have anything to do with me. It has everything to do with her and the Holy Spirit and the people she brought together to form this organization called Young Catholic Professionals. And it's now in over 40 cities in the United States. Mm-hmm. Would I love to be able to say that the Institute for Homiletics is in 40 different dioceses in the United States? If I was able to do that, we might not have gotten that place I want to see, but we'd be a long ways to it. I think what she's done has been remarkable.
Yes, amen. Jim Roney III is my guest, and he, as I mentioned before, is going to be the recipient of the 43rd Annual Catholic Foundation Award Saturday, February 7th at the Hilton Anatole Dallas. And this is a wonderful event. It is, of course, sponsored by the Catholic Foundation. You can find out all about the Catholic Foundation at their website, catholicfoundation.com. And one of the many really cool things that happens at this event is that a high school junior, I believe, is the recipient of the Hal Tehan Scholarship, another person I was so blessed to be able to meet in my early days of Catholic radio. And this person, this teenager high school student, will receive $10,000 in scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so what would your advice be to high school students now, you know, getting ready to graduate and go into college? From your experience, what would you tell them?
Well, I'm going to talk about their faith. I'm going to talk about staying in touch with their faith. Many of students at Cistercian are Catholic, but many aren't. But they that you need to continue to find the time to pray to your God, to stay in a relationship with Him. As you get to college in the beginning, it's harder. It's a new place. You may not have already established friends. You may be swimming upstream a little bit because it's difficult. But find time for prayer. Find time to go to Mass if you're Catholic, or another service if you're from a different denomination or a different faith altogether than Christianity. Find that time. And if you can find – I was lucky that I had a very good friend, Jerry Thompson, who was at Stanford with me. And we sort of made sure each other went to Mass every week. Mm-hmm. Jerry you know, it's about 30 minutes till Mass. I forgot. Same thing with me.
Say, accountability partners.
Yeah. He'd say the same thing to me, and I go, oh, okay, I'm coming. So anyway, I think that's what I would tell them.
Yeah. And you're also going to have a chance to get up and impart, speak a little bit at this event. Yeah. I mean, we're still, many months away. What is your preparation? Have you already started to think about this?
I just went to East Texas and spent some time for about 2 days thinking about it, making some notes, reading some things. I'm not anywhere near that yet because I'm certainly not in a panic because it is a long ways away. But I've been thinking about it and praying about it. And in fact, I had an exchange with Abbot Peter at Cistercian. I wanted to get something from him that I thought he could help me with. And I said, you know, hey, I'm down here working on this. Would you say a few prayers for me and give me some inspiration? And of course, he said wonderfully,
yeah.
I will.
I'm curious, especially with your long legacy and family history in the media, and I'm just, this is more of a curiosity question because I work in the media and you did as well. The media is changing so much these days, especially print media has changed significantly and radio certainly has as well. Yeah. Well, what do you see as far as communication, especially with, broadcasting the truths of our Catholic faith through the media going forward? What would you anticipate it to be like?
I wish I had something especially wonderful to tell you, but I'm afraid that the hardest thing to find in any media today, Catholic, just news media, is the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is getting buried by disinformation and misinformation and people who are using media to literally have an agenda that is not based on facts, is not based on honesty, is not based on truth. Sure, there still are many that is their objective every day, is to just give you the facts, tell you the truth, and then let you make your mind up for yourself how you want to deal with all that. But they're getting drowned out by all the others, and I worry about that. That's the thing that concerns me every single day.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Jim Rowney III is going to be the recipient February 7th of next year at the Catholic Foundation, 43rd Annual Catholic Foundation Award Dinner. And I'm going to really ask you something that people may not know about you, is that you and your wife spent time in Paso Robles. Did I get that one right?
Yep.
California. And you have a winery, which is called 6 Mile Bridge Winery. How did you get into that, and what lessons have you learned running a winery? That sounds like a really fun thing to do.
Well, it is a fun thing to do. Barbara and I met each other at Stanford. We'd go up to Napa, and this is in the 1970s. And we sort of fell in love with the whole idea of the wine business, fell in love with each other, sort of made a commitment to each other that way down the road somewhere, I'll be retired, our kids will be grown, let's start a winery. And took about 40 years, but we did. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned from it is just another great analogy to your faith. You know, I always say, you know, you make all these plans, and then God goes, you know, those are really good plans, but those aren't my plans for you. So let me tell you what's going to happen, you know. And you have to be able to laugh at that. Well, I've learned in farming that, in a sense, God, but Mother Nature is in control. No matter what I want to have happen during the growing season, Mother Nature is going to, you know, make that happen. And so it's a little bit like recognizing God is in control and of your farming, your nature is in control and you don't have any control.
Yeah, it's a good lesson in life, isn't it? It goes beyond the winery. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. We're just about out of time. And I do want to thank Bill Kula again with the Catholic Foundation and Matt Kramer and all the great folks over there, CatholicFoundation.com. And the 43rd Annual Catholic Foundation Award Dinner is going to be Saturday, February 7th at the Hilton Anatole Dallas. And I will say, and I think Cicely would agree, this is a no-miss event. And one of my favorite parts of it is just the beginning. They have a long, extended, just kind of cocktail time where you can have a drink and just you run into so many people. And Jim Rowney is going to be honored with the Catholic Foundation Award. And Jim, maybe we can just close out by you speaking to our listeners, maybe somebody who's never been to this event before, and why they should invest some money, support the Catholic Foundation, and also come on out on February 7th when tickets become available, of course.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful event where the energy in the room is all around what people do for other people, What are you doing that's going to help the poor? What are you going to do that's going to help your Catholic faith and your and the church itself? Everyone in the room, I believe, has that as at least something that is a part of their life. It may be a very big part of their life, and it may be small, but come out and feel that energy and feel all that, that goodness of the Holy Spirit spread throughout the room.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well said. Jim Maroney III, thank you. Nice to meet you in person.
Dave, nice to meet you in person.
Talk to you not just over the phone. Again, congratulations in advance on this award. CatholicFoundation.com. This is a very unique event. It's not a fundraiser. You know, we go to these events. The events we have are fundraisers. Nothing wrong with that. All these groups need to raise funds. But you go, there'll be an open bar. You'll see this great video about Jim and his life, you know, his children saying hopefully really nice things about him.
Hopefully.
And then you'll get to see who wins that Hal Tehan Award. And it's just, it's a really, really great event. So I hope to see you out there at CatholicFoundation.com. And you can get your tickets Saturday, February 7th. And again, thanks again to Jim Maroney III, and congratulations to him on this very big honor. That is going to wrap up our show. Thanks again to the folks from Mount St. Michael Catholic School for our first segment. And I'm not sure if I have any of these tickets to Fullness of Truth, but you can email me and find out if you want a family pass. It's this weekend in Round Rock. Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910